Dr. Blessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. And today we're going to have a conversation about asking questions. Such a silly topic, right? So essentially, I spent a lot of time with some amazing people who studied access consciousness, and you can find out more about that at accessconsciousness.com. So basically, one of the things that showed up as we were on our paths was that when I try to ask certain questions like why is this like that, or why did I do that, or why did I choose that, or why do I keep messing up, or why do I blah blah blah, basically I kind of take that why question and I call it a mind F, and I call it something that just really doesn't contribute very much. So I prefer to ask questions like, what is it that I could choose now that would change my life? What is it that I could do different today from any other day? How could I respect me in ways I haven't really chosen to respect me in the past? And these are questions that will percolate into my being, and then I'll be prompted by cues from my universe to make different choices. So I might choose to finish a project I've been neglecting, right? Or I might choose to take care of my hair. I might choose to make a difference in the life of someone that I care about. There's all these ways that I could do something different today that I hadn't chosen before. And yet it's uphill to make new choices. So one of the easiest ways to get into new habits and to create new realities is to ask some questions. So let's do some generative questions. I'm going to just pop some off. So I'm going to pretend I'm listening to your problems. So I don't always wake up feeling good. Okay. So a question that would just sort of suck the life out of you would be, why don't I wake up feeling good? That doesn't help. See, that's not really going to, well, it's not a bad question or anything, but at the same time, let's do a more generative question. So what kinds of practices could I put into place to take supreme care of my body and my sleeping? What could I initiate today that would generate me life force, generate excitement, that would generate a zest? What could I put into my future that would cause my present to be more excited, more excited, more excited, more delighted, right? So have you ever noticed if you've got a vacation plan that you start to quicken? You start thinking about Hawaii, or you start thinking about Germany, or wherever it is you're planning to go, and your body starts getting excited about it, starts shifting and moving and preparing for this adventure. So one thing you can do to shift your life force in the mornings is to ask the question, what could I plant in my future that would cause my today to be a little bit more excited or generative? What could I do today that would bring me joy? That sounds really, really like lame, I think, almost, but it's such a basic fundamental thing. Like, maybe I need some dark chocolate with hazelnuts. That's one of my favorite treats from Trader Joe's. Maybe a good movie could be planned. Maybe I could save some time and put it aside to be with my children. What is it that you could add to your life today that would shift your energy right away? And as you begin to have more things that you look up to, and maybe it's just things like looking at pictures of things that please you. Maybe it's taking some time to appreciate the sunset. You know, I had a tournament weekend with my kids. My kids had sporting events, and I noticed that we spent a lot of time kind of hurrying and worrying between events. And I paused at one point and I said, let's just walk a little slower. And then it was kind of strange. I was about a mile from the tournament, and at Stanford Mall, they were doing these free bath bomb buildings. It was so fun. And I put all these rainbow colors of powdered soap together, and it was lush. And I got to make my own bath bomb. it was so fun. And if I hadn't been slowing down, I couldn't have done that. And I know it's just a little thing, but what is it that you're hurrying and rushing through without asking questions that could generate more for you than you even imagined? So today, just take some time and ask some generative questions of yourself. And it's such a relief. You don't have to know the answers. Yeah. You don't have to know the answers. You just, as you ask the questions, what will happen is information will start downloading into your psyche, and then you can act on that information when it shows up. Do you see? So it's quite counterintuitive. Nice. So today I noticed I was quite behind on my daily podcast, but I didn't do all the episodes and catch it all up. I just did a few to kind of like break into catching up so that I could catch up, but yet I didn't force myself to do all the podcasts back to back. So this way, each one was infused with more life force than if I had tried to squish them all out in a quick, tiny timeline. So those are just some observations for you today. See if you can ask some generative questions. And I just wanted you to know that I'm very glad you're listening. I really appreciate you. And if you'd like to share this, that would be really joyful too. Go ahead and share this with someone who might need some inspiration, a pat on the back, or just kind of a good feeling vibe, because that's definitely my intention, is to share that vibe with you guys. So thanks for listening. Erica Glessing on Energy Clearing for Life.